Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Oz Made, it's Matty Gould and the Terrifying Lows. They are having some incredible highs right now. They've returned with a brand new single, Everywhere You Go, There You Are. And I'm catching up with Melbourne-based songwriter and musician Tyler Millett right now. They've followed up the previous release of Comet, as well as Cool With It when they debuted in 2018 with this one. Tyler, thanks so much for taking some time out for Oz Made, mate. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks, Matthew. How are you?
Yes, going fine. We're pretty cruisy here where I am, but what's the feeling like? Like in Melbourne, a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel at the moment?
Yeah, it's not too bad. You know, there's a big plan to get out of this stage 4 lockdown, yep. And the cases are going down, which is great. Mm. So it seems to be getting better.
Yeah, mate, and it's a good time to have the brand new stuff out. Everywhere You Go, There You Are. Tell us a little bit about how this one came about, mate.
I wrote this song when I was taking some time away from the city, really. At the beginning of last year, after finishing up a lot of touring and sort of constant work, I had some time to myself. Often thought I would split for a bit. When I got there, I had this realization, or this feeling, I guess, like I couldn't really escape myself.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of destination happiness syndrome? Basically this belief or this thought process where the next step you'll find happiness. You know, you could be like, oh no, it'll be next week when I do that thing, that's when I'll be happy. And then you get to that point and you just keep thinking that. You're like, actually, no, wait, I was wrong. It was this next thing I'm going to do that's going to make me feel fulfilled.
That's a pretty deep feeling, mate. Do you find that this comes through with a lot of your writing?
I think around that time, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what I was going to do next.
Mm.
And it was a bit of an introspective time, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Are you finding time to reflect at the moment and have a bit of a look and finding an inspiration for music at the moment, or you're having a bit of a break from it?
Too much time.
Too much time at the moment. Too much time on my hands. That's how the song goes,
isn't
it?
No, but it's been quite good. I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day who was a musician and producer as well, and we were kind of laughing about the fact that musicians have been trained for this moment. You know, we spend a lot of time inside on our own, writing and recording.
Yeah, that's right, mate. And what else would you normally be finding yourself doing throughout 2020?
Probably playing a lot of shows if it was a normal year. Lots of gigging, more writing, more time with friends and family.
Yeah, and did you have to reschedule some stuff that was going on because of what's happened, particularly with COVID and the lockdown now in Melbourne?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually finished up recording these tunes at the beginning of this year and had a tour plan and a release plan for earlier in the year, and that got pushed back. I also do a lot of session work playing for other people, and I had gigs lined up with those dudes that had to get cancelled as well, which is a bit unfortunate, but I guess all for the best.
And how many instruments do you actually play, Tyler?
I play a few, not too many. All the rock band instruments. I sing, I play guitar, bass, and some keys and some drums as well.
And Tyler, how'd you get into playing what I would call so many instruments, mate? Has music always been a part of your life and a bit of your upbringing?
Yeah, I come from a musical family. My dad's a singer and still sings, performs gigs at the age of 60 plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get a lot from him, actually. I started playing from an early age. Started playing in bands. I'm from New South Wales, and I started playing in pubs and clubs around Sydney and Wollongong when I was about 15 years old.
And what took you down to Melbourne?
Music again. When I graduated school, I'd never really been to Melbourne.
Okay.
I heard that it was the place in Australia to be for music.
Sure, and have you found that since moving there?
I think so, yeah, I definitely have. A lot of really great opportunities that came up straight away and have kept on popping up the whole time I've been here, really.
Yeah, cool, mate. Well, we're really pleased that your brand new one has popped up for us all. Take our mind off what's going on at the moment and put some fresh stuff into the playlist. The Terrifying Lows, Tyler Millett, thanks so much for joining us here, mate. We're going to play Everywhere You Go, There You Are right now. Would you like to introduce it for me, mate?
Absolutely. Hey guys, this is Tyler from The Terrifying Lows, and you're listening to my new single, Everywhere You Go, There You Are.